أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله وبحمده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. السلام عليكم everyone. I'm gonna give it a couple seconds to inshallah allow folks to jump on, and this way it gives me a couple seconds to share out. So as you can see from the title, today we're going to be talking about how easy or hard is it for a new Muslim to practice this faith. And we're going to be talking about a few important points that speak about this subject. So just let's wait a couple seconds so folks start connecting, inshallah. And if you can share out, that'd be great as well, bithnillah. That way we can get more to benefit, inshallah, from this much needed conversation. So again, today we're gonna be talking to everyone, because these topics actually align they are important for both our convert community and also our born Muslims. So inshallah, let's just give it a couple seconds so folks have a minute to join. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Tell me where you're connecting from and how are you doing? I'm gonna be sharing this out, inshallah. So we're gonna be starting in a few seconds, inshallah. Okay, so as you can read from today's topic, is how hard or easy is it for new Muslims, right? I think many of us don't think about it or kind of tend to forget, and so we're going to be talking about that today, how we should not forget where we came from and how easy or difficult our journeys have been. We also are going to talk about our responsibilities, inshallah, as an ummah to one another, which is very important, because we are one, right? We belong to the same ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just a couple more seconds and we'll dive in. Again, today we'll be talking to both our revert convert community as well as our born Muslims or community at large, inshallah, our ummah. Today's topic is very important and dear to me. As many of you may or may not know, I'm actually a convert to Islam. I am from Mexican descent, so my ethnicity, I was born in Mexico City. And so I converted just a few months prior to 9/11. So I am going to take you a little bit through my journey, and also I want you to, I'm going to be sharing a couple hadiths where our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, tells us exactly how we should be engaging with one another, both the new Muslims and our community at large. And as converts, right, as reverts, as those who have been invited to this faith by our beloved Allah, by Allah, who has actually guided us and granted us that hidayah to actually make this our way of life. So with no further, let's begin. I want to begin with a very important hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically, right, we know that he was sent as mercy to mankind, and we are also aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease for us. And how do we know this? We know that Islam is a religion of ease and peace. And so in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah intends for you ease and does not want to make things difficult for you. So oftentimes we ourselves make things difficult. And the question today is practicing Islam easy or hard for a new Muslim? And we're going to be talking about a couple of things that inshallah we can both, again, the born Muslims and our new converts. Many of you may not or may know that when we enter the faith, it's really, really difficult for our families to accept this new way of life, right? Because when we embrace Islam, a lot of changes come about. Some are immediate and some take some time. And so that's what I want to talk about today, that our journey is ours and we shouldn't rush into anything just because anyone tells us. And what I mean by that is, you know, Islam came in a period of 23 years, and 13 of those years, subhanAllah, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was talking to the people, not about the actual aspect or outer layers, but he focused mainly on the heart. And I think that's one of the disconnects that we have today, that we want to focus on the hijab, we want to focus on the beard, we want to focus on all these outer, you know, things, while they're important. But the most important thing is to make sure that we don't break family ties. And that's why I want to start with family. Many of us, you know, have a very difficult time telling our family, as a matter of fact, subhanAllah. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but my first trip to Mexico was very difficult. First, I was wearing the hijab, and so it was very obvious. But secondly, you know, a lot of our family members don't understand, and they're ignorant. Just like once upon a time, we were ignorant of all of this new knowledge and this new practice. And so we can't blame them for feeling the way they do, but we cannot break those ties either, no matter how difficult it may be. And for some, it is more difficult than for others. And that's what this title is about, right? So how difficult is it? So two things. Allah wants ease, and therefore he does not want difficulty. So we know our family members, we know where we come from, we know the dynamic within our family, we know what's acceptable and what's not, and so you want to act accordingly. One of the ways to do that is by showing the best character and best manners when you are around them, and even when you're not, right? So when you're not, and for example, if you did not call them often, now make it a habit to call them. And perhaps even when you see them, take small gifts. We're not talking to break the bank, but perhaps a box of chocolate, and slowly start educating your family with your behavior and your good manners and what Islam teaches us. So it's important that we don't break family ties. So that's number one. Don't make that difficult, because Allah did not make that difficult. As a matter of fact, we have a responsibility with our families, and it is very important that we keep those ties. I remember one time, you know, one of my cousins did not understand the whole attire, and she was very upset. Her reaction was, you're never going to be an Arab. That's really the whole take of it. Like, she thought I was trying to pretend someone that I was not. And so all of that disconnect, you know, it takes time to educate our loved ones. And so take it easy, baby steps, you know, learn who your mahram are. So if you're in a circle with only women, you know, and you're already observing the hijab, you can feel free to take off the hijab. That way, you know, you don't become such a stranger to them. And so don't make things difficult. If, you know, it's your uncles, your dad, your brothers, you don't have to wear your scarf. So you want to make things easy. Easy in the sense of, you know, that you understand who you take off your scarf and who you don't. I mean, that's just a brief example. There are some changes, but don't make them drastic, right? it's a process. It's not a marathon. It's a journey. It's going to take some time. So try to take it easy with yourself first and foremost. Make sure that you are merciful and compassionate to yourself before anything else. And so do not try to implement things you have not even started learning, or do not allow anyone to tell you what to do, in the sense if you're not ready. You can take advice and, you know, and say thank you, jazakallah khair. But if you're not ready for a certain thing, such as the hijab, then, you know, you just thank whoever is giving you this advice, but you do it at your own pace. Always with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that should be our end goal. Our intention should be very clear that we are doing it for our Creator, for our Maker, and not for the people. And that alone makes it so much easier, because, you know, we have this notion that we have to follow. The only one that we need to follow is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. So do take your time. Don't try to do everything overnight. It's not going to happen, and you're only going to end up burning yourself and overwhelming yourself to the point where I have seen it. People end up saying, "Okay, this is not for me," and they kind of walk away or they get discouraged. And so make sure that you don't burden yourself. You take things slow accordingly to whatever you're able to handle. Number two, which is very, very important, and I cannot stress this enough, our salat. Our salat should not be difficult. We get reward, double reward or more reward, because of our efforts. Allah knows exactly what we're capable of and what we're able to do. And therefore, we want to make sure that, again, we don't overburden ourselves, but we understand our obligations, right? So when we took that shahada, when we said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, when we took that testimony of faith, we understood the five pillars of Islam and six articles of faith. And the second pillar of Islam is our salat, our prayer. And it's the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be asking us on the Day of Judgment. So it is extremely important, but don't make it difficult. I remember early on, I used to have like little pads and I used to put them on the floor. There was a time where I would write it in my hand. Try to do also at your own pace. Make sure that you memorize it. My biggest advice to you would be to memorize it first in English. That way there's meaning when you learn it in Arabic. Why is that? Because you want to make sure there's a connection. And the connection is obviously through our language, right? If we are able to comprehend, to understand, we will also be able to implement. And so, you know, our salat is extremely important, and that's something that we should never compromise. But take your time. Don't make things difficult. I know when I embraced Islam, one of the hardest things for me was praying in public. So instead of making things hard on yourself, make sure that if you're going out, inshallah, that you make your salat before you go out if you're still not comfortable praying in public. And that's okay. Work around your salat. Your salat shouldn't be working around your schedule. If you need to talk to your workplace, make sure that you do that initially after you embrace Islam. Or if it's a new job, make sure that you allocate this time, whether it's through breaks or your lunchtime. So you bring ease to that practice, right? You make sure that you're implementing it based on your schedule and don't make it difficult, right? But do not compromise your salat. Your salat is the most important thing that we need to make sure we're holding on to, and this will be your place of refuge, especially when times of trial, when, you know, when you're going through any type of difficulty, when you're being tested, you know, you have five times a day where you get to connect with your Creator. And so this is why it's so important to make sure you start implementing it almost immediately. I would say if that day after your Shahada, you take your Shahada at Maghrib, make sure that you allocate time at Isha, and make sure that even if you're not praying, that you put this space that you know this is what's going to happen for the rest of your life, right? So what I used to do when I started praying is, and I didn't know the prayer yet, and I was still looking, and it was still difficult for me, you know, I just allocated a space, a quiet space, a clean space. And it was a one-on-one kind of dialogue with my Creator. And as time progressed and I started getting the resources, I mean, today we have tons of resources, alhamdulillah, so that shouldn't be a problem. But back then, resources were limited, and so I had to use whatever I had. And if it was that time that I allocated in that space, it was just kind of meditation and my one-on-one talking until I started progressing in my Islam and I learned my Salat, and then I implemented. So make sure that you focus, you know, don't make it hard on yourself, but make sure that you're not compromising anything or anyone during your time of Salat. Allah, again, doesn't want difficulty. He wants ease. And so if you're not ready to pray in public, that's okay. Eventually, once you start gaining more knowledge, inshallah, you understand that there's actually a beautiful hadith where the Prophet says that the earth is a masjid, which means that we can pray anywhere, right? And so once you start becoming more comfortable in doing this, it becomes a bit easier. Today, I can tell you that I've prayed in airports, I've prayed at the park, I've prayed aside by my car, as long as I feel safe. And that's also something to be very mindful about when you are doing your Salat. In the past, I would pray side by side with my son when we were traveling, let's say at an airport. But today, I must admit that we actually pray separate to make sure that we're taking care of each other. But we still don't miss a lot, and we still feel comfortable praying in public. Now we just take the extra precaution, and that's what Allah says, ease, right? However I feel ease, at ease, then that's what I'm going to do. And don't make things difficult for yourself. Now, things begin to change and shift, and you know, Islam is a way of life. It's not just a religion. It's not that we go to church only on Sundays, like perhaps some of us did, or once in a while when there was a wedding or a baptism. Islam is a way of life, and therefore things change almost immediately. Two things, right? Obviously, one of them is that we don't drink alcohol, and the other is that we don't eat swine, we don't eat pork. And so that's relatively easy in terms of staying away from it. You want to work towards, inshallah, one day eating only sabiha, right? Because it's healthier, it's cleaner, but it's, again, Allah doesn't want difficult from us, therefore, the Quran tells us that we are able to eat from people from the book. What does that mean? That we're able to eat kosher or meat if we don't have sabiha per se. But it's recommended that we work towards that. And the way I see this is, normally when we get a new job, we want to escalate, right? We want to get another position. We're working towards becoming a manager. We're a supervisor, a CEO. In Islam, we should look at it this way too. We should never feel like we're gonna stay stagnant, right? Like in one place. We should think about, you know, well, today I am eating only halal, haven't got to the sabiha, but one day I wanna get there. And, or today I'm not praying my sunnah yet, but that's my next goal. So that's the next thing I wanna talk about, setting those goals for yourself, right? To make sure that you are doing this at your own pace, to make it easy for you, But also don't stay, you don't always, if you entered, let's say as at a restaurant and you started as a dishwasher, there's nothing wrong with that job, but you wanna become a waiter and then the manager and perhaps even own your own restaurant. This is the way we wanna think about when we're talking about how and where we wanna go with our dean. Spiritually, how much we want to grow. And so it's important for us to make sure that if we're not wearing hijab yet, we're not there yet, but that is the intent and that is the goal. If you don't have a beard yet, that is the intent to follow the sunnah. But you'll get there when you get there, right? Inshallah. And that goes with everything else. One thing that I do recommend for sisters is to start by, you know, dressing modest. And what that means is obviously covering everything as much as you can. There's a lot of clothes today where, alhamdulillah, we're able to cover. There's a lot of fabrics. I live in Texas, which is very, very hot. But that doesn't prevent me from seeking for, different fabrics such as cotton that breathe and keep me cool. So eventually you will learn this and you will feel comfortable, but I do highly recommend to start with that intention that you're seeking to please your creator and that everything that you're doing is really for his pleasure, inshallah. Number four, I would say, you know, one of the most difficult things that was for me is to let go of friends that did not bring any good to my life. And so building that new circle, I always call it my tribe, you know, is so important, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that we become who our friends are. And so it's important for us to be selective in the sense of that your friends should be reminding you of Allah, should be encouraging you to do good, whether it's Salat. If Salat comes in, you should mutually be encouraging one another and pushing each other, you know, for good. If there's opportunity for volunteering, for good deeds, then you should be encouraging. And these are the people that you want to surround yourself with, because they will keep you on your toes when it comes to the remembrance of Allah, to the worship, to being a better individual for yourself, if you're a mother, for your children. And so it is important for us to choose these friends that are, you know, good for us year round, you know, not only during certain times. I strongly encourage people to do attend a masjid, a community center where you can, inshallah, integrate yourself into. Sometimes it's difficult because the other day I was talking to a colleague, but sometimes these centers, or we know as converts, as reverts, that these centers were not made for us. And what I mean by that is that most of the people that created these institutions were made for them to remember from back home. So it's kind of difficult sometimes. I've had a lot of reverts have a hard time at masjids and what have you, but I still don't discourage you from going. We can be the change that we want to see. So if you are seeing that people are not greeting you, then you change that. One of the things that I tell my reverts in the circles that I guide is we have to remember that there's so much hasanat to earn. And if we focus on that, then the hardship will never touch our hearts. We always want to make sure that we're protecting our hearts from everything, to make sure that no one or nothing keeps us away from the remembrance of Allah, from growing, from going to the masjid, from surrounding ourselves with a good company. And so, you know, when I converted, it was so heartbreaking when somebody wouldn't give me salams. It really was. And till today, I hear it all the time. You know, I get so excited when I see another sister and I greet her and she doesn't give me salams back. And it's heartbreaking. And what I learned is that you get that reward. So we know that the greeting is in three parts. We know that Salam Alaikum is 10 hasanat. Salam Alaikum wa rahmatullahi is 20 hasanat. Salam Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is 30 hasanat. So at the end of that encounter, you could walk away with 60 hasanat if that other individual didn't reply to you. So how beautiful and easy is that? And once we start gaining this knowledge and understanding that Islam is easy, we make it difficult. And we make it difficult for so many reasons. So let's try, inshallah, to not make things difficult for our own sake. It's very easy for shaitan to come and whisper and kind of want to pull us away. So let's make sure that we hold on to the rope of Allah. Let's make sure that we are kind to one another. When you hear of a new Muslim, welcome them, invite them. Now that we are coming out of pandemic, inshallah, you know, make sure that you gravitate to teach as well. If you have something to teach, to make sure you ask this new revert, this new convert, have you learned how to pray? Would you like me to teach you? Imagine all the hasanat you're gonna get from just teaching an individual Al-Fatiha, subhanallah. 17, minimum 17 times a day we recite this surah. Imagine all the hasanat just because you taught a new revert this surah. So when we start looking at the beauty of our deen and how much we can gain from one another, it just becomes so much more pleasant and more welcoming and easy. So again, Allah does not want any hardship from us. As a matter of fact, you know, there is a hadith from Sahih Muslim that says, make things easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make things easy for people, do not make things difficult for them. So it's instructed for us to make sure that we bring ease to one another. The other thing is, if you have two things, always choose the easiest way. So it was narrated by Anas bin Malik that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make things easy for the people and do not make things difficult for them, and make them calm with glad tidings and do not repulse them. So let's make sure that we implement all of these hadith that perhaps we are aware of and sometimes we fall short. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and make us better Muslims and brothers and sisters to one another. So inshallah, I just want to leave you with, again, this surah from Surah Al-Baqarah, where it says, Allah intends for you ease and He does not want to make things difficult for you. That's in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185. Remember that. Do not make things hard on yourself. Take it easy. Be kind with yourself and with one another. If you see someone struggling, make sure that you reach out to them. You never know if you are their dua. And what I mean by that is perhaps that individual is making dua and Allah send you. So subhanAllah, let's make sure that we implement everything that we are learning. That way, when we meet our Maker, we are on the good side of that list, inshallah. And finally, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, does not allow anything bad to happen to us, and anything that was written for us will never miss us. And so do not ever get impatient. You know, sometimes you're making dua and it's not happening. There's always a reason behind it. Either Allah is saying, not now, I have something better for you, or simply just hold off for a little bit. Do exercise patience with yourself, with others. Always give excuses as you want excuses for yourself. And finally, the same mercy that we're looking, you know, to obtain from our Creator, be merciful to others, be kind. And last but not least, if you have nothing nice to say, our beloved Prophet said, do not say anything at all. I asked Allah to accept this talk. Please go ahead and share it, inshallah. And if there's anything that I said that is good, is from Allah. Anything that I said that was wrong is from me. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. Until next time, take care, be kind to each other, smile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.